Good morning, everybody. We're going to get started. You're free to stand. In my wrestling and in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, you won't let go. In the questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. My lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. Fear what tomorrow brings. With each morning I'll rise and sing. My God's love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow. Welcome. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
So today is March the 12th, and we're here early, an hour. It just feels strange. If you would like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address at mournfulalliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and our Sunday school will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday school for age 4 to grade 5 and nursery infant to 3 years old. We're looking for more teachers to sign up at the Welcome Center. And we also are looking for more people to sign up as greeters. Our next youth group will be on Wednesday from 7 p.m. 6:30 to 8:30 at the church. There will be a memorial service for Gabe Swartz on Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. And there will be no men's group this week. Thank you.
Sorry for all the change announcements. So 6:30 this week, youth group will meet because we're going to the Aspen House.
If you'd like to stand, we're just going to carry on with worship. I was thinking this morning on my way in about the sacrifice of worship. Stand up. But this is part of it, right? We put in effort. We lay something down before the Lord, whether it's, you know, our energy, and we lay aside how we feel about things, and we move forward on the truth of his promises and the truth of his love for us. So that's kind of the, I don't know, I was thinking sacrifice sometimes has a really negative connotation, but it's just about the giving and the pouring back towards God that we gotta think about. Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, we live for you. Show me who
we could ever breathe, we live for you.
Jesus came that we would have life and that we would have it abundantly.
Mercy every morning, rising like the dawn. God of all creation, the wonder of it all. You're the song of freedom, you're the only way. Every new beginning is by grace. I've been alive in Jesus, into a life of freedom. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Up from the grave you raised me, out of the darkness save me. Hallelujah, Jesus Savior. You can still the panic, you can break the chains. You're the only healer, greatest ever name. Through the cross forgiven, everything has changed. Every new beginning is by grace. I've been alive in Jesus, into a life of freedom. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. Up from the grave you raised me, out of the darkness saved me. Hallelujah, Jesus Savior.
Behold the man upon earth.
Just thank you, Lord, for your love that's so big that we don't even have words to describe it. We try, but we just can't. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love for us yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Amen. Before you sit down, kids, you're free to go to Sunday school, and it's time to greet each other.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're at a great time of year. It's March. It's still a little cold out, but soon we're going to move into spring. And the wonderful thing about spring is new life comes. And we all need new life to happen in our lives, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And so we say, come, Lord Jesus, and have your way and will in us. This morning we'll be using Lamentations to guide our prayers. Let's pray. As we come to our quiet time together, we'll use these words in Lamentations, Lamentations 5:19. But Lord, you remain the same forever. Your throne continues from generation to generation. Let us worship God who reigns forever and ever. God, you're unchangeable. Your goodness, your love, your mercy, your perfection are forever the same. We worship you enthroned on high above all things, our eternal King. In confession, Lamentations 3:40-42, it reminds us, instead, let us test and examine our ways. Let us turn back to the Lord. Let us lift up our hearts and hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled. God longs to forgive and restore us to himself, no matter what we've done. Let us lift our hearts and our hands to God, acknowledging our sins, turning from them, and seeking his forgiveness. God, we're so easily led away from you in our daily lives. We want to keep our hearts soft and our eyes only on you daily. Thanksgiving, Lamentations 3:22-24. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I'll hope in him. How has God's faithfulness, love, and mercy marked your life this week? Quietly now, let us thank him for the amazing things he's done for each of us. God, thank you that you are present to us always. You make things new and fresh each morning. You are all we need. In you alone we find hope. Supplication, Lamentations 3:25-26. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it's good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. We come before him now quietly, expectantly, knowingly. He cares about all the concerns and troubles we're experiencing. Let us bring our requests before him. God, we trust in your goodness. We want to depend on you entirely. As we lift up all these silent requests before you, we now wait for you to act. We pray for Betty, for Liz and Malcolm, for Matthew and Trina, for Evelyn, Leona, Elaine, for Roman and Lori, for Tammy, Matthew, Victoria, for Martha and Will's family, Brian and Rita, for Ron and Linda, for Neville, Marcia, Michelle, for Rowena, Carter, Landon, for Ben and Marge. And then the places around the world, Bosnia, Botswana, Ecuador, for Iran and Ukraine for peace, for Canada and United States for healing in our land. And then God, all the things that weigh heavy on our hearts, the things that are too great for us to bear, we know that you can carry. And so we give these things to you, our good and great God who loves us. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Reading from the Word of the Lord, Book of Hebrews 13, 14 to 22. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Amen to that. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. Their work is to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. Pray for us, for our conscience is clear, and we want to live honorably in everything we do. And especially pray that I'll be able to come back to you soon. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to pay attention to what I've written in this brief exhortation.
What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold. I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for by my side the Savior, he will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing. Change.